It's a massive honour. When I started playing netball for England, I never thought that I would have the privilege of leading an England team.
We're really excited to have another pinnacle event in the UK for our sport, and our sport's only going to grow from having it on our home turf.
We want to be playing on the world stage and we want to be playing against the world best, so we'll go in without any fear and really, really looking forward to that battle.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
It's a netball show with Mizuno. Well, that was it, eh? We now know the final placings for Scotland and Ireland. And, unfortunately, England lost to New Zealand, which means they'll be playing off for the bronze medal.
Hi, this is Sonia McCloma, and you're listening to the Netball Show from the 2019 World Cup in Liverpool.
Ellie, 12th last time, 11th this time. That shows progress, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, but I believe we're better than that, to be honest.
Glad to get everything out of the way, though.
No, I play every day again.
What about overall? How have you seen the side grow into it?
Yeah, there's obviously a progress being made going up through the games. However, again, it's another 4 years to the next World Cup, so we've got to rebuild and build upon that progress.
And quickly, you don't need spare tickets for the final.
Oh, definitely don't.
So proud of the girls today. We came out, we wanted to finish in a performance that we could be proud of, and I couldn't have asked for anything more.
And you guys have bettered your position in the rankings by one with that win. Are you guys happy with that? Was that the aim coming in?
I think we came off the back of the Trinidad and Tobago match disappointed, because we felt that was a game that we could really take, and although we didn't get into the top eight, we were hoping for that 9-10 playoff. But as I say, we wanted to come out and put in a performance that we'd be proud of today. 11th was the highest we could finish, and we just knew we had to go back to the drawing board, put in place a game plan that was going to allow us to achieve that 11th. And like I say, I couldn't have asked for any more from the girls.
Buzzing to get the win. It's hard fought in this competition, so really glad we got that win after last time it went all the way to extra time. So yeah, really pleased.
Great. And looking back on the tournament, like, how do you feel now?
It's always mixed emotions. I'm really, really proud of the girls. We gave it our all, and we were just unlucky at times with our draw, and then a few results, if it just went the other way, it would have been a different story. But that's sport, that's what happens. So I had a really, really good World Cup.
And obviously you guys have had a lot of support as well from the crowd when being in there. Like, how's that been in the atmosphere? The
crowd's been unreal. Whether they've been English fans, Scottish fans, like, I feel like everyone's just got behind us and really been really great the whole time. So we're very, very thankful, because it has been like a home World Cup for us. I think with only three being to a World Cup before, I think there was just so much learning from it, just in terms of how the competition works. For us, we played a lot of African countries when we were over here, and many haven't played that style before, so it just shows how important it is that we learn how to play against that and combat it. We've seen England had to learn how to beat Uganda, so it's just small things like that we'll take forward into the next cycle.
You know, what's come out of this World Cup?
Yeah, I'm ridiculously proud. I mean, they are super young throughout the squad in all positions, and a lot of them maybe haven't had court time before, because there's always been more experienced people in front of them, but this has been their time to step up and be in the limelight.
You saw Lion King yesterday.
Yes.
You certainly gave the circle some lights.
Yep.
No. That would be the best I could do. Did it suck as a movie?
No, the Lion King was good. That was a bit of a movie out there on court today. It was a bit up and down, a few emotions everywhere. But I'm really glad. It's been an awesome time, from our off-court staff to our on-court staff, and the girls have just been fantastic.
And all the pivoters and the entire organisation as well just made it worthwhile.
The event itself, you know, it wouldn't run without all the volunteers, and the pivoters have been fantastic. They've always got a smile on their face, they're holding doors open for you. Like, it's just been an unreal experience.
Loads of people are after tickets to the final. Do you know anybody?
No, sorry. No, I'm just looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
Australia defeated South Africa 55-53. He's a head coach, Lisa Alexander.
A bit nervy, but I think what the great thing is that we are putting into practice a lot of the work we've done over the past 3 weeks, which is to find a way to score when we have to score, and to find a way to get turnovers when we need them. So we didn't deliberately put ourselves into that position, but, you know, that's what happens in these games. You know, South Africa are a great opponent. They were going to keep going for four quarters. We knew that. But, you know, I'm really pleased with our team, they came through.
What was the thinking behind not starting four players that were so influential against New Zealand?
Because we're playing a different opponent. So, you know, I think it's really, I made it clear on the TV as well, we did not pick this team because we underestimated South Africa at all. We picked it because we felt it matched up best on them. That's how much we respect them.
What did you tell them at three-quarter time? Because it seemed almost like the closer it got, the better South Africa played and the more their tails were up. I guess it was really important to make sure that panic didn't set in.
Yeah, it was more about composure, you're exactly right. In those moments, it's about playing our game and not getting caught up in all the crowd. And it's fantastic today, practice for tomorrow, whichever way it goes. They've got to keep composure when the crowd's going right off and you can't hear the umpires. All of those things are just fantastic.
Playing in the final, to what extent will what happened on the Gold Coast be a motivating factor for the squad?
Oh, look, this is a completely different squad and team, and we've actually moved on since then. Last year we had a number of changes and we played England with those changes, so we're really, we just can't wait for the opportunity. If it presents tomorrow that England win and we get to play them, it's great. I mean, the two top teams from the competition have really earned it. So, you know, we'll make sure we put out our best performance tomorrow.
Not using Caitlin, I guess, from the outside looking in as a bit of a gamble. Were there ever any worries when it closed with one goal in that final quarter?
Yeah, we had her on the bench ready to go, just to have that experience out there when it was needed. But, you know, I think Caitlin Fates, magnificent job from her. She played beautifully, great timing. She was there when we needed. I think it was 100% shooting in the end, so can't ask much more than that.
How important was it, Lisa, to show that you do have depth in the bench and that all the players can stand up in these big games?
Absolutely, really important. I think the other day, you know, when we played New Zealand, we kept that line on. So to have that opportunity to put those players out there, and as I said before, we chose them specifically to play South Africa, was a great thing to be able to do before we head into tomorrow's final.
Now you have your fresh players ready to go. So what's your thoughts with them, especially seeing as a lot of these players went in the 2015 games?
Yeah. You know, experience is a funny thing. Sometimes it plays with your mind in a negative way as well, and sometimes youth actually don't fear things as much. So I'm backing our youth. I'm backing our the ones that really want to get here and fight and play well for their country.
And lastly from me, how closely will you be watching the New Zealand England game this afternoon?
Oh yes, we'll have right up against the TV screen. We're not going to be here watching it because where we get put is too far up and away, so we're going to watch it on the TV, so hopefully the commentary is good.
You said you picked a team to match up against South Africa. In your mind, have you got a team for whoever gets through? Do you know that?
We'll consider it, definitely, but we also like to assess the current form. We always love watching what each team puts out like today before we make our final decision on that.
What did Joel Weston think?
Yeah, I guess we're pretty happy to make the final. It was really tough out there. Their shooting circle and their defensive line were really impressive today. So, yeah, although we weren't probably as happy as we could have been with the second half, we had enough lead from our solid first half performance to hold them out.
Both your last two games have followed the same pattern. You've built up a lead, the opposition's come back. How pleasing is it to be able to just keep them at bay?
Yeah, it's definitely really, I guess, important for us as a defensive line to be able to make create turnovers when it really matters, and then for our attack line to be able to, I guess, score off that is really fabulous. It's what we've been working on, putting it out on court.
Joe, can you put a finger on the second half fader? It's two games now.
Not that I can put down in a couple of bullet points. For us defensively, it probably just wasn't adapting as much to what South Africa were doing. Lanise was being a really strong shooter, and as soon as we tried to double on her, Holzhausen started putting up some goals. So they're being us adapting to that a bit quick will probably help us defensively. Attack, I'd let them speak for themselves.
Caitlin, were you surprised not to play?
No, not at all. I think we've got, you know, 12 amazing players in this group, and before when I had a chat to them, I just reiterated how important everyone's role is in the team and how everyone is fully deserving of a spot. You know, we've fought for the last 12 months on the court, off the court, against each other and now with each other, and so it's great, you know, that I can sit on the bench and have a watch and we can come away with a great win like that today.
from the outside, it seemed surprising to change four players from that New Zealand starting seven. What was the thinking behind that?
Oh, you'd have to ask the coaching staff about that. Look, I just think it's showing that versatility. If you look at those matchups, I think we perfectly matched up, you know, Gretel Tippett with her height against Carla, who obviously is really good lower to the ground, and then the strength of Katie Thwaites when Vixens played against Sunshine Coast Lightning. Those two matched up really well against each other, so I think that was our thinking in mind.
So it wasn't overconfidence or arrogance or anything?
Not at all. We always put out our best line, and we always obviously go out there to win, and we have the personnel that we can make those changes and still win.
It was a bit of a gamble, but now it's paid off. I guess you're going to be fresh for the final.
Oh, yeah, I guess that too. I think it now creates some headaches. Now, obviously, we've had a couple of lines out there who have put their hand up to say that they want to start, so now it's the coach's job to sit down and have a look at that and best work it out. But it's nice to know that we've got 12 fit, healthy players we can choose from.
Is it a worry that the team to come back at you now, your two tightest games so far, that you've managed to hang on, but in games that might be closer early on, that's going to come back and haunt you?
Not at all. I think, look, the first six games we weren't really challenged, so it is really good to have a challenge and know that we can take that and go on with it. Obviously it did get tight in times, but we never got flustered. We stayed really calm and confident. We never lost the lead, so I think that's massive strength we can take from that.
And I finally got the courage to speak to an Australian Diamonds player, Jamie Lee Price. Is the UK doing a good job? Are you happy with
how things are working? Yeah, I'm loving it. I think Liverpool is putting on a really good World Cup. Obviously, it's my first one, so good so far.
And you're happy with how the way things are running and...
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously we've had two really close games now, and I think it's really good. It's putting us under pressure, but I think we can still work on keeping the lead and really looking after our possession. Yeah.
What about doing all the touristy things? Have you already done them or doing them before you go?
Try not to do too much because
you get
a little bit tired. Oh, no one really recognises me because I'm short, but no. When you're really tall, everyone recognises you. I guess I've done a little bit of the Beatles stuff, but I haven't done too much because I get a bit exhausted after the game.
But you're just taking everything in and really embracing it?
Yeah, I think so. It's obviously my first World Cup, so I'm just enjoying the experience and I'm learning a lot as well. So it's...
What did some of the Proteas make of their narrow loss? He's Shadeen, Marika and Ziggy. Maybe not the way the result went, but wow, it was exciting to watch.
Yes, it was exciting to watch, and I'm so proud of the girls, especially going in, being 8 goals behind and just catching up. And just the last few minutes, we just threw away crucial balls, but we showed a lot of character. I'm so proud of the girls.
What was it like playing against Australia? Really good for you, wouldn't you?
Yes, it's always good playing against Australia. I know like one of the top teams of netball, and for us going against the top team in the world is just amazing. Just getting an opportunity to play against them and showcase our talents is just amazing.
Always good though, a great team effort as well. So.
Yes, great team effort. From shooter till the last person on the bench, it was a whole team effort, and yes, it was great.
And over the last quarter as well, you would have really felt that extra kick.
Yes, it was very exciting, and what's so exciting was is the crowd like being behind us as well and like cheering us on, and I think they really wanted us to win, but it was so fun like just being on court and experience that nice netball atmosphere.
Thank you. Well
Thank
done.
You. I think we get so excited when we turn the ball, especially against a team like Australia. I think we just need to be calm when we turn over the ball, and I think that's going to be the difference tomorrow. If we can get that conversion right up, I think we can definitely be in for a medal.
And that second half final was incredible. That must give you a lot of confidence going into this match.
Yes, definitely. It's great to finish on that note. We gave it all we got. We didn't leave anything out on that court, and that's the same way we'll go into the match tomorrow.
Really impressed with young KC. She's just been fearless when she's come on, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's made a difference every time she's come on. I think there's a bright future for her. She's fearless. She works so hard, and she made a great difference when she came on to court.
And the shooting circle for yourselves, your rotations worked beautifully today. You must be really pleased with that.
Yes, very pleased. I think we struggled a bit in the beginning, but I think Lisa and myself, we know each other so well, and we know what we need to do to get each other into a game, and it worked today. Unfortunately, just not on the scoreboard.
That was exciting for the crowd, so what on earth was it like for you?
The crowd was absolutely amazing. The way they got behind us in that last quarter was just exceptional. And on the court, I think we just kept doing our processes. Even though something went wrong, we just worked harder to get the ball back, and the next one we didn't lose. So, just a tough loss.
Is it hard to concentrate when there's that amount of noise, or does that just give you an extra...
No, I think the crowds are far away, and when we're so zoned in and we're just focusing on each other's voices and on the bench, and I think that's the only thing I hear. The crowd, yes, definitely plays a factor, but it doesn't affect us on course.
But a huge advantage to play against Australia and their experience and how it...
Yes, I think if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best, and they've shown that they've been a real netball phenomenon. Yeah, they've just been phenomenal for a number of years, and we want to play against the best, and we matched up against them too well today. I think we gave them a scare in the last quarter.
And this squad that you brought to the World Cup, is there anybody that has walked by the media that maybe you've all noticed as a squad, but we've missed? Who in your opinion is really Sean?
Oh wow, I think it was just an absolute team effort. Yes, on the court, off the court. I think we've just pulled together so much, just like South Africans do. It's just a complete team effort.
And you've enjoyed the help and the assistance of the pivoteers?
Yes, the pivoteers has been amazing. Wendy's our pivoteer and she's been absolutely awesome, guarding us from all the fans when we walk outside the stadium. And just some of them. She's just been absolutely amazing, and everyone in the arena, when we see them out in town, just very friendly and very helpful. So a big thanks to them.
Unlucky today, but best of luck for what we do next.
Thank you very much.
Ziggy, Australia, eh?
Yeah.
That was a bit of a challenge.
Almost. We were so close, and I'm so proud of the girls. I think, I still think we did absolutely incredibly, so just unfortunate loss.
There was a wonderful picture on one of the points where you just leaped up from the bench and you're on a big, massive TV. It's all about that
good thing. This game, they kept me on my feet the whole game. We were sitting for milliseconds on the bench because they did such incredible things, and the turnovers were absolutely incredible that we just couldn't help but jump out of our seats with excitement.
It's exciting in the crowd, but what on earth is that feeling for you on the bench?
It's absolutely amazing. I'm so proud of the girls. All of us, we were just our hearts were bursting with pride every single time. But we're so proud of the girls.
And the fact that it's been that home World Cup, but people are obviously recognising you and Bobby and Shireen as well. That just adds that extra little something to it.
It's lovely to know that people who support us in the domestic league come out to to support us as well. Even the England weren't playing, they still came because they want to support their Surrey Storm or Wasps or whatever players, or Seven Stars players. So yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
And you've enjoyed the whole experience?
Best experience of my life.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, we're also going to book at your mum's
for 2023. Yes, yeah. Make sure you get into House Barbara in Bredasdorp for 2023 World Cup in Cape Town.
Thank you. For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Sail.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
England will play for bronze as they lost by 2, 45-47. What did Tracy Neville think?
I'm actually proud. I think the girls give it their all. We're playing against a world-class team. It was a do or die. The pressure was on the team, and I think at the start we didn't start good enough. I think some of our basic errors is something that we've not done through this tournament, and we just didn't have enough legs at the end just to get back into that game. And it does pay dividends towards the end. So, uncharacteristic errors through the tournament. However. We lost by 2 goals, and this is how brutal this tournament is, that when you lose, you're generally out.
You had a 10-1 run once you brought Nat Hathornthwaite on. What do you think that difference was?
We were struggling to actually get ball down into that goal third. I think we were just running around and actually not taking anybody, and I think having Joe and Nat on there just created a little bit of space, enabled us to pop, and it created a bit of movement in the circle with Halsby back in there. However, You know, you come out of a quarter and get the game back in your hands and obviously lead by three. You come out the next quarter, you expect to be able to chug away at that scoreline. And, you know, we just didn't have the legs at the end to be able to do it.
You talked about being clinical yesterday. Do you think emotion might have got the better of people today?
I don't think it was emotion. I think it's been a tough tournament. You would like to say that everyone's contributed to this tournament. Have we lost a little bit of experience with Layla? Of course we have. I think she would have added value to our team today. I think we probably needed a little bit of a change in that defensive end. However, the game and the situation is what it is. I think the girls give it all. You say I'm proud of them. Of course I'm proud of them. To lose by two to a world-class team is not a disappointing result, because, you know, anything can happen in a tournament and anything can happen in a game. And, you know, we've got another game. We've got to pick ourselves up and we've got to go again.
Tomorrow, as we understand it, will be your last game in charge. Is that still the case, and how does that feel?
I don't really want to talk about that. I don't see myself leaving, and it's a long way to go before I leave.
New Zealand have now beaten you 14 times of 15 at World Cup level. What do you think it is that gives them just the edge at this level against you guys?
I don't know, because they've only beaten me once at a World Cup, so I haven't seen the other times that they've beaten me. So,
who were the differences between the teams today, do you think? Who are the key of the New Zealand players?
I think their shooting circle were so clinical. I think, what, did they miss one shot all game? I'm guessing at that. I also think their defence head did a little bit of a job. They've got a lot of presence, and I don't think we worked hard enough to cut the ball to circle, and we were running around a lot, but it is what it is and we move on.
Switching Joe and Helen did seem to make a bit of a difference. Why?
I think we needed a change in our attacking end. We needed a bit of space. We needed someone who was a ball carrier, and I think Joe did provide that for us, and I think we created a little bit of space in that goal third.
Can you just sum up what you said to them straight after?
I haven't actually spoke to them because I got dragged away by Sky.
How disappointed are you?
I haven't seen them yet, but I'm sure they'll be extremely disappointed.
What will you say? What kind of stuff will you say to them?
I don't know yet. I'll wait to say that when I get in the changing room.
Tracy, what kind of effect do you think it'll have on all the kids that were in the audience that have maybe just saw the sport
in a
TV?
Positive way or a negative way? I think at this tournament, I think I've said before, this is about having all world class netballers in one arena, ambassadors for the sport. I think Vitality doing a legacy about progressing level one coaches further on. We're opening all netball courts up to people on the Monday. So from my point of view, the spectacle of netball has just gone huge. And and thank you to all the supporters and volunteers.
Let's also hear from Ebony, Jeeva and Serena as well.
It was like a tough encounter out there today. I think we were clinical enough with the ball we turned over, and I think New Zealand put together four consistent quarters.
And your performance on Amelia and Nicanazio, is it kind of hard when the shooter, she's shooting 18 from 18 by the end of the tournament game?
She had a good game, but I think defensively Jeeva and I actually shut them down quite a lot. If you look at the second quarter, it was good to come back from three goals down in the first quarter. I think in terms of the ball we turned over, we just weren't consistent enough to take it through court, so something we need to look at before tomorrow's game.
She did shoot incredibly well, but you guys were shutting the ball down and you were recycling the ball. So what was the secret in that defensive circle today?
I think we had lots of chat. Jeeva and Jade are stalwarts at the back there, so I think we got enough turnover. I think it's something that we need to. We got a bit hesitant on the ball coming through the court today. New Zealand did exceptionally well in terms of their zone defence and obviously gaining the intercepts, so something we need to look at before tomorrow's game. But credit to New Zealand today, they played well consistently for four quarters, and to us we just fell a little bit short.
With the crowd, does that sort of play a factor in it? We can't hear the umpires' calls or that sort of thing?
The crowd have been absolutely phenomenal. I think if you look at the turnout over the Netball World Cup, it's been so consistent. They've cheered for us. They've been our 13th player, and we can't ask anything more from them. So this is very much on ourselves tonight. We thank everyone who turned up for us to support. We're going to need it again tomorrow. We'll go for one more.
Okay, thank you.
I'm gutted, to be honest. It's been obviously an incredible week, and we knew it would come down to this game, and I think we obviously didn't start the way we wanted to, and so it was sort of chasing from there. But all credit to the girls, we managed to get ourselves in a good contest at half time. But unfortunately I think we were just almost woeful in attack all the way through the court today. Defensively, obviously look at the score, and we managed to keep the score fairly low, but just weren't able to capitalise on those balls that we didn't get.
What did you make of the changes that Tracy made, switching Helen and Joe and also bringing on Nat?
Yeah, I mean, all credit to the girls we got on this team. You could put anyone out on court and they're going to do a job, and I thought the changes were probably needed, and just to add something different out there and for the opposition to think about. They'd obviously done their homework on us very well and almost nullified us on court today, so I think it was important we made those changes and just keep them thinking as well.
How impactful were the crowd? They were behind you 100% of the way today.
The crowd have been amazing all week and today was no different. We really felt the love out there and just gutted we couldn't get over the edge in the end, but yeah, we'll make sure we recover well and come back tomorrow, and hopefully they'll be right behind us.
Look, it's gutting, and you know, we wanted to win that game more than anything, but unfortunately today we couldn't win it and we couldn't get over that line. And credit to New Zealand, they played some good netball. We made too many errors, unfortunately, in key times, and we could have came back at them. And yeah, they ended up getting over the line in the end. So yeah, we managed to claw it back, but it's not enough to get ourselves over that line. We trust every decision Tracy makes. I never question it. I know every player is capable of going out there and doing their job, and I think they all did very well today out there. The crowd were insane, and I've said it before, you know, the crowd has been incredible with us, not just the crowd in the stadium, but you know, the people in the fan parks, on social media, in the media like yourselves. I think, you know, the support and the following has been incredible for our sport. Unfortunately, we can't be in that gold medal match tomorrow anymore, but we will be fighting as hard as we can to get that bronze medal. Look, we're not done yet, you know, we've got one more game. It's not the colour that we wanted, but that's the best that we can do now. We have to go out there and take that medal tomorrow, and you know, it's going to be another tough game. South Africa, they'll be wanting the same, you know, so it's going to be very much about trying to control the emotion the next 24 hours and step out tomorrow fighting, finishing on a high.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
Dan Ryan's Ireland finished 10th overall after their loss against Trinidad and Tobago.
Pretty disappointed with that. I think we started the game relatively well, but to drop the second quarter 17-10, the job just became really difficult from there, and we ended up kind of on survival mode with being really under pressure, having to chase that type of a margin with Sam Wallace at the end of the line. So, yeah, second quarter hurt us, and that's where the game was won and lost.
How do you talk to the girls now? How do you pick them up and say we've learnt stuff and we can go forward to, you know, the next World Cup and the next championship?
Well, it's a continual conversation. We've been having those conversations from the very start of the time we've been together, particularly this week, and obviously had to learn some pretty quick lessons and hard lessons throughout the week as well, with a couple of close losses that we had. So today's no different. We did go into the game expecting to go well, and that was the expectation and the aim of the group. So same type of stuff is reflect on it and see where we can do better next time, and take the learnings out of it if they get the opportunity to have that opportunity again in the future. So the conversations will continue.
Did it maybe come too early in your tenure to see the results that you wanted to see from the greater expectations that you have on them?
Well, I think the biggest thing from me when I reflect back on it is the team just never had the opportunity to play pressurised matches in the build-up, and so the players didn't really know each other under pressure. I didn't know the players under pressure because we had no opportunity really to see them in the lead-up to play that. And that's the problem with the countries that sit outside the top five, is you just don't get the exposure or the match pressure experience, and you learn on the big stage in front of thousands of people where it's make or break, and that's difficult for these athletes. And you know, we need more funding, we need more support to be able to go out and tour, to get to the countries where we can have really close contests, where we can feel what it's like to be under the pump and to feel what it's like to stand up and deliver in those moments, because to not have that opportunity and then come to a World Cup and expect to deliver in big moments, it's a tough ask for the group. So that's probably my biggest reflection, and my hope that moving forward we can have more of that support to allow us to be better prepared for the pressure that a World Cup brings.
Where have you seen the main areas of improvement?
Look, I think the depth of the squad has been good. I've used most of the 12 in different parts. I think the young kids that have never really played in a competition of this standard before have been amazing. I think the McGee sisters have grown all the time. Even a player like Neve Woods, who's been on and off the court every time she's got out there, she's kind of broken even and held her own. You know, I think Nolene Armstrong's been amazing for us, considering she hadn't trained with us at all and only really joined the team a week ago. So to have that, and I guess, you know, we did lose our starting goal shooter right at the start of the World Cup. So there's a lot of things that we're going to take into keep in perspective. They've all had great moments throughout the World Cup, and they've all had moments where they've had to learn some hard lessons. So you win some, you lose some, but you never stop learning. So that's what we need to take out of this World Cup.
10th, maybe proper reflection or would you have wanted 9th, 8th? Higher.
Oh, we certainly didn't come into the World Cup aiming to finish 10th. Yeah. We wanted to be a lot higher than that. Obviously, a top 8 finish is what we were aiming for and what most of the countries around that mark aspire to reach. But we let a few opportunities early in the week slip to achieve that. So we had to reevaluate our goals, and it was then getting to the 9th and 10th playoff, and today we fell short against a team that was too good.
I need to ask you, Super League next season, where are you off?
Don't know, mate. Don't know.
True? No idea?
Don't know.
Do you reckon he almost told me there? He could have said at least where he was going. Caroline O'Hanlon shared her thoughts on Ireland's performance in the World Cup.
At this moment in time, we're just disappointed because we didn't finish where we would have liked to have finished, and obviously finishing on a loss is always difficult. But look, as you say, we weren't even at the last one, so that's a positive in itself. I think we've shown glimpses of what we can do. You know, Dan's been great coming in, and I think you can see the development within the team. We've had some new combinations in play, and I suppose we just need to see how we can get more competitive opportunities to build on that.
Caroline, you've got a wonderful blend of experience and youth in the team. Where does Northern Ireland sort of need to go to sort of continue that progress that you're making?
I suppose looking at the tournament as a whole, you can see the improvement the likes of South Africa have made from their involvement in the Quad Series and the competitive opportunities they've got from their players playing in the leagues in the UK and in Australia and New Zealand. I suppose for Northern Ireland, we need to see how we can get more of our players involved in those leagues, and I think for Nepal, they need to see how they can get more opportunities for the next tier of teams to be playing regularly at that level. We played the Commonwealth Games last year, but it's been a long time since we've been on the world stage, and it's, you know, the only way that you learn to play against the different styles is by playing them. So there has to be a way that there can be more competitive opportunities for the next tier.
Now, you've been an elite athlete for many years. What does it mean to you personally to lead this group of girls?
Look, it's brilliant just to have, you know, the honour of leading the girls out and to have the honour to represent Northern Ireland. I mean, they're a great bunch of girls on and off the court, and I'm just at this moment in time disappointed that I couldn't have led them to a better result, but look, it is what it is, and we just have to go back and regroup.
What about everybody that's seen you and the rest of the girls over the past couple of days and just had that little bit of inspiration? That's one of the main things about World Cups and home World Cups, isn't it?
Yeah, like, we've been overwhelmed with the support and you know, the enthusiasm that's been around Liverpool and on social media. You know, we've had a great response, and you know, it's inspiring for us as well as for them. You know, to see the impact that it has, and you know, it certainly does drive you on, and you know, very proud to have the opportunity to play here and to I suppose show our skills and represent Northern Ireland.
We've already mentioned as well Pricewaterhouse Cooper involvement as well. If anybody summed up a warrior, that would be some of your performances today. Just like, get down, get my knees off, and then get back on.
I don't feel like it at the moment, but thanks very much. Yeah, look, we're delighted that PricewaterhouseCoopers could come on board. You know, they share many of our values as a team, and you know, they're dedicated to leading Northern Ireland forward as we are, leading women's sport in Northern Ireland forward. So we're delighted to have had a company of that stature to come on board and support us. It's been phenomenal for us. Yeah.
I think personally you've had a strong enough tournament, and just disappointing that you didn't get that little bit further.
Look, yeah, we go out and we play as a team, so I mean, you know, you win and lose as a team, and we all have our roles to play within that. As I say, I'm just disappointed that we couldn't have done more, that we've got to get over the line in a few of those close matches.
Thanks for your support as always. We're online at thenetballshow.co.uk. Don't forget our friends at Netball Scoop as well, been with us every step of the way covering the World Cup. And send us a message or a tweet online at thenetballshow.co.uk or at the Netball Show on Twitter.
It's a massive honour. When I started playing netball for England, I never thought that I would have the privilege of leading an England team.
We're really excited to have another pinnacle event in the UK for our sport, and our sport's only going to grow from having it on our home turf.
We want to be playing on the world stage, and we want to be playing against the world's best, so we'll go in without any fear and really, really looking forward to that battle.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.